I'm afraid that I don't have the link here to share with you directly, but whoever wrote the obituary for Olivia Newton-John in Rolling Stone did a fantastic job. So go to rollingstone.com and take a look at the review of what it was that made Olivia Newton-John so versatile a performer. To reach us, radio at upnorthnewswi.com or 715-388-7155. A gorgeous day today, a gorgeous day tomorrow, upper 70s today, 80s tomorrow, and then slight chances of rain coming into the weekend. And by when I say slight, I mean they say slight now. By the time we get to the weekend, it could be a washout. They don't really know, but they're making their best guess so that you don't, you know, plan another outdoor wedding like last week. Brewers were off. They play at home tonight against Tampa Bay. This will not surprise you, but looking at the Journal Sentinel this morning, there's an article that tells us that the best fresh cheese curds in America are made in Wisconsin. Duh. Curds from two Wisconsin cheesemakers squeaked to the top, I see what they did there, of the regular and flavored cheese curd categories in the American Cheese Society 2022 Judging and Competition Awards. This is not to be confused with, what is it, the one that they do in Madison, the World Championship Cheese Contest, which was one of our, in early 2020, pre-COVID, one of our first big feature stories for Up North News was we actually sent a couple of reporters to cover how do you judge cheese and especially cheese from around the world. But as far as the American Cheese Society goes, the cheese curd category was won by Cedar Grove Cheese out of Plain. Ron's Wisconsin Cheese out of Kewaunee took third. And in the flavored cheese curd category, do you have, Luke, a favorite type of flavored cheese curd?
I like the garlic and herb. Big fan of the garlic and herb.
Well, it turns out the winner this year was from Ellsworth, which, I mean, Ellsworth is almost synonymous with cheese curds. The Ellsworth Cooperative Creamery won in the flavored cheese curd category for their natural ranch cheese curds, which, I mean, I know we're big on ranch in the Midwest, but I mean, honestly, I just prefer, you know, plain, good plain, not plain. You know, there are such things as not good, like really bland cheese curds, and there are very flavorful ones. Ellsworth also makes hickory bacon curds that won in the flavored category in a worldwide cheese contest, the one I referenced earlier. All told, there were 380 awards. And Wisconsin cheeses earned 90 of those 380 awards because there were not just awards for cheeses, but for butters and yogurts as well. And I will say, coming back to the World Championship Cheese Contest, the winners for cheese curds there came from Arena Cheese and then my favorite, Naysonville. The Naysonville dairy cheese curds are sold out of a little yellow building on Highway 29, right near Curtis. And, you know, we used to pass that up a million times going back and forth because, you know, my wife's family is on the other side of the state by Manitowoc. And we finally stopped in at some point just to see what the fuss was about. There was always a lot of cars out there. And there is no longer any road trip across Highway 29 that begins without us devouring a fresh bag of cheese curds from Naysonville Dairy. And the best thing about them is that not only do they hold their squeak for a couple of days and taste so good, but if it's another day or two and they lose their squeak and they're just not what they used to be, you can then, you know, yeah, you could deep fry them. But I mean, if you want the shortcut way, you put those babies in a microwave for about 8 or 9 seconds and oh my goodness, that's so good. Other favorites from the World Cheese Championship were the Hot Buffalo Curds from Ellsworth, the Horseradish Cheddar from Cedar Grove, and these all come from dairies across the state. You know, small ones, large ones that are you know, certainly having to put up with, as you can tell, a global market. There are good cheeses made all over the world. And so just because Wisconsin, you know, has its reputation for cheese and dairy doesn't mean it's going to last. You have to stay competitive. You need a good workforce. You need financial support. So I was looking to see just how much how much support we have provided to Wisconsin dairy farmers and cheesemakers. And the last note that I have from the Governor Evers administration says that to date, Evers has directed $100 million to support more than 20,000 Wisconsin farmers through the Wisconsin Farm Support Program. And there have been 19 recipients of dairy processor grants, which foster innovation. You know, look at all those flavors that were coming out, improve profitability, and sustain their long-term viability, and invest nearly $1 million more to support the promotion of dairy exports. Because again, dairy is made all around the world, products are made all around the world, but not every market is equally receptive to cheese and dairy and things like that. So Wisconsin has this great history, but it's not what it used to be. Remember, we talked to the third congressional district candidates last week, and I recall working all the time with Congressman Steve Gunderson, who represented the area before Ron Kind, a moderate Republican, and looking at all those many ways that you tried to affect the price that dairy farm families were getting for their milk, you know, despite intense global competition. Well, as it turned out, you know, you that was another case of not being able to put the toothpaste back in the tube. Or maybe we should say you can't put the milk back in the cow, but that just doesn't have the same imagery. I'm sorry about that. There aren't as many family farms as there used to be. You know, small operations. You know, my wife every day, as she was growing up, she and all of her siblings, they milked 72 cows, you know, every morning at 5 a.m. And then they'd get on the school bus, they'd get off the school bus, and they'd milk those 72 cows, and then they would go do their homework and whatnot. There's less of that all the time. These operations are now either families that have combined so that herd sizes are in the 500 to 1,000 area, or they are corporate-owned farms, that have 1,000, 2,000 head. And while they don't have the same family basis, they still have that, sense of a part of the Wisconsin economy. So they are something that we continue to support. Something that we continue to promote because, again, we have all manner of jobs that come from there, not just on the farm, but the dairy processors, the people selling the curds, the trucks that are taking products to market, the port of Milwaukee, the port of Green Bay, you know, where ships are sailing out with Wisconsin products. So, yeah, it's not the romanticized version of a family farm, you know, that maybe produces the equivalent of a handful of cheese curds a day compared to, you know, gobs of them, but they are no less important and a vital part of the economy. And so as we celebrate Wisconsin cheeses and cheese curds, they're more than just a snack to us. They are something that is extremely important to our economy, our way of life here. This is Up North News. I'm Pat Kreitlow. We'll take a break and be back with more in our next hour. Stick around.